Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch.
Okay then guys, welcome back to a different type of video. I'm struggling for time at the moment with the streaming platform. However, I think it's all wrapped up. As of today, I think we've just wrapped up the final stuff that we needed to do. And it's all being handed over. So, systems are go. I'm absolutely shattered. Just put like another 40,000 back in to finish off and I'm happy, but I'm like, thank fuck it's done now. Like, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. The only good thing is nobody else is going to be able to replicate it. There might be one or two people who've got the money to do it, but if your heart's not in it, it's a massive risk. So most people aren't gonna want to do it, which puts us out on our own right now, which is brilliant. So I'm happy, but at the same time, I'm like, fuck me. There's so much money, so much time, but I believe it'll be worth it. So by the time you watch this video, which will be the same day as I record it, hopefully, which is today, I genuinely believe I'll be doing a walkthrough video by, put it this way, by Friday or at least Sunday at the latest, but I think Friday. On Friday, I should do a walkthrough video. I'll maybe release it Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, but it's definitely coming this week. Sunday at the latest, there'll be a walkthrough video of everything that you need to know about the platform and how it operates. And, we'll deep dive. It'll be me actually going through the real platform and you guys will be able to, get on there. So, let's jump into this video then, guys, right? So, what we've got on here is Crossing the Chasm by Geoffrey A. Moore. And what I'm going to do is punch in and zoom in so you guys can see it while I'm talking. I don't want you guys staring at my gigantic arms for the entire video. I know it's wildly distracting being the guy from Mortal Kombat. It's not easy. But basically, Crossing the Chasm is a concept that was created by Geoffrey A. Moore. And it was a business thing. But I'm going to transfer this into men's lifestyle and what it means for you guys. So if we look up here, Crossing the Chasm, what we've got is innovators, early adopters, the early market, the late market, and then the laggards, the people who come in late, into the scene. If we were to break this down into like my streaming platform, for example, we might have innovators, which is the people who've got a lifetime membership, the early adopters, the people that are like, hey, I want to see the platform before I actually decide to sign up, which will be the majority of the First Man audience. And then we'd have the early market. Which is, and you'll see here's the chasm. I'll explain that in a minute. But we'll have the early market, which is more like the mainstream when we decide to go like pretty viral with some decent marketing. The late market, which is just, people who aren't on the trigger about the latest thing, but it's still the majority of the market, the silent masses, so to speak. And then you've got the laggards, the people who are just late to it. But this is the majority of the general public. This is like a product life cycle, okay? Doesn't really matter for the point of this video. This is more about men's lifestyle. So that's what I'm going to break down for you guys now, is how this works in men's lifestyle. And the most important two things here are Crossing the Chasm, which will become apparent, and why do most people live the same lives? So the question that I had a few years ago was, why do most men go out every weekend and get drunk? Why is it that's all they do? They get a takeaway, they watch Netflix, they go out and get drunk. They just do the standard shit. They watch sports every weekend. And I was like, why do most guys do that? It doesn't really, sound like the most exciting thing in the world. But then I actually realized it's a budget and a time restriction. And here's where it comes from, Crossing the Chasm. So I've changed all of these down here. This is where it's going to break down. See if I can punch in for you guys down the bottom. That would be really useful. I'll see if I can not get in the way. But what we've got here is child money, okay, which everybody can achieve. Child money's easy. You don't need a lot. You've got fast food, video games, cinema, sweets, sports, and you want some shin pads and a pair of boots, like your mum and dad are going to buy it for you. You don't need a lot here, is what I'm trying to say. Then you make the bridge over to adult money, okay? And this is where everyone's life goes wrong. When you get to adult money, you have things like mortgages, marriage, cars, or a car, just a singular car. You have date nights, alcohol, partying. The gym, I've got on there, but I've crossed it out because it's a good thing, but it's still something that everyone can kind of afford. You've got sports, as in like BT Sports, Sky Sports, ESPN, whatever it is you sign up for, Netflix, and then I've down the bottom, I've got a red flag. The reason I've got a red flag, I'll break that down for you in a second, okay? But this is stuff that takes adult money, that you need adult money to be able to afford it. What's on the next stage? And this is what everyone's always trying to get to, and this is across the chasm. And if you can get across the chasm, it's all the things right now that are out of budget for most people. So I've got it in the out of budget category. And it's stuff like events. So the World Cup was on, it's in Qatar, let's catch some flights. Oh, they're $6,000. Yeah, okay, most people aren't going to go. It's difficult. And then you've got accommodation, you've got everything that comes with it as a full package. Like, that's tough, okay? And then you've got regular travel. Sure, everyone can have one or two holidays per year, but regular travel? Can you go on holiday once per month? That's difficult. Most people can't. Starting businesses. Well, you know, you can start a business. It's not the most difficult thing in the world, but in order to have it thrive like I have just now, yeah, you're looking at like probably close to $1 million before you see like serious traction. Who's got that spare money to put in? It's very difficult to do. So in terms of like starting a business is fun. All the stuff on this side is fun. It's enjoyable. It's life becomes a playground at this point, and most people will never get to that level. This is why I've got it on here. The meals at high-end venues. You know, you want to have a meal inside the Eiffel Tower. You want to have a meal at the top of the a rooftop bar in New York. It's going to cost you a bit. It's not going to be as easy as going to Nando's on a date night with the missus, adult money. This is the next level. This is the other side of male life. Then you have stuff like hosting. I can host people at this house because this house is a little bit bigger. I've got a setup for it. I've done my life setup. It takes a little bit of money. The average person, what are you going to do? Oh, come round to my flat. Six of us can sit on the beds. And like, you can't really, you know, have people over for a lunch. Like, you might hire a chef for the night and you invite people over. You know, this you see what you see wealthy people doing. Next up, stuff like community projects, charity work. You know, you want to help out in your community, your neighborhoods. It's just not going to be able to do that if you don't have serious money or time. And that's the other part of this that we'll get to. Multiple cars and multiple homes. The Mr. International thing that I told you guys about before, like having multiple options. Instead of having just one set home, you might have 6 or 7 homes all around the world. But that's fucking enjoyable. And in terms of cars, it's not every day you want to drive the same car. Sometimes it's sunny, you want to let the roof down. Sometimes it's cold and you need a 4x4 to drive around. So, you know, that gives people options. That's the things that are out of budget. And that's just a selection of things. There could be a million and one things on there. You could be, you know, for whatever yours are, could be different. That's just top of my head. But you can picture what is out of budget. What is a lifestyle that most people can't replicate, okay? So what I want you to look at now is I want you to picture these categories. So this out of budget is all of that. That's the next stage of male life. Adult money is here, child money is here. And then I want you to focus on this crossing of the chasm. Okay, so this is most people's life journey. They have child money, everything's okay. It gets a little bit more expensive, adult money, but it's doable. Now, if you want to jump that chasm, requires a sacrifice. If you want to get to this amazing life here where you can have whatever you want, do whatever you want, you have all the time and money in the world, you're going to have to make a sacrifice. Now, that's why I've got the red flag down here, because all of these things, excluding the gym, but it's still going to cost, you know, it's just something, I just put it in there for variety purposes. These are all things that are going to take your time and money away. So everybody can get a local girlfriend. Everyone can take that girl on a couple of dates. Buy a car on finance, you know, save up for a mortgage, get married to that girl, go out on weekends together, have a bit of alcohol, a little bit of partying. Oh, I love you, babe. This is amazing. We've got such a nice life. Lazy Netflix days on the Sunday because you're hungover. Watch some sports while she's giving you head. Like, everybody can do this kind of shit, but they're red flags because they take all your time and money away, which if reinvested, so if you reinvested all that time and money, you can make the fucking leap across the chasm to the other side of male life. The stuff that is currently out of your budget and out of your time freedom. You know, if I said to somebody right now, hey, there's a tennis event going on. Do you want to go? Whereabouts? Like, I'm top of my head, I'm pulling this out of my ass, but let's say it's the French Open or something like that. Hey, do you want to come? Mate, I've got work. I've got kids. I've got commitments. I can't, it's just not plausible for most people. Like, number one, they can't afford it. But number two, I don't have time for that. what the fuck do you want me to do? Do you want me to just drop everything, quit my job? Like, it's not really plausible for most people. You know, if you said, oh, do you want to take a meal at the 360 bar in Dubrovnik right now? I just feel like going. It's a real warm day there. It's raining here. Let's go. It's 9 a.m. Let's just shoot over and we can maybe sit on the beach and just like, we can travel down to Montenegro, Bay of Couture, whatever. Most people are going to be like, mate, are you taking the piss? Like, how much money do you think I have, number one? Oh, it's fine, I'll pay for it. Okay, that's cool, thanks, but I don't have that sort of fucking time. I've got to pick the kids up at 3 p.m. from school. It's difficult, right? But most people will stay in this bracket. The kids, marriage, mortgage, Netflix, partying, etc., because it's achievable with a minimal amount of effort. It's not that hard to do. But in order to sacrifice this entire bracket, probably, and this is the hard part, probably most likely, from 18 to maybe, you know, you could do it quicker, but for most people, like 18 to 30, 12 years, 12 of the best years of your life in terms of youth, partying, fun, sex, all that shit, you have to almost go, this is an early version of life. There's none of this shit's going to matter long term. You know, it's a stick or twist moment. You either stick here, which 99.9% of people will do, or you twist, you roll the dice, you collect all the time and money that you're wasting on these things, excluding the gym, but you know, you can go for a cheaper gym, because at the end of the day, if you're paying like £100 a month instead of 20, but it's got all the same equipment, it just looks less fancy, then you know, it's silly until you have to network, but in the early days, don't worry. You know, and you save all the time and money that you'd have on these things, you sacrifice mortgage, marriage, you know, car, you don't go on these date nights, alcohol party, and it's, you know, all this shit. It's all people do on weekends because they, like I said, they have no other option. It's almost the most fun thing you can do on a budget. Alcohol and nights out. It's, what is it, like 50, 100 pounds for a weekend? You know, you just go out on a Saturday, 100 pounds, you know, you can have a great night with friends, you can probably get laid, and it's like, oh, that's easily doable. But all that other stuff's way out of budget. So this is why it's so addictive. You know, stuff like sports, Netflix, whatever. Date nights at like Nando's or somewhere cheap. This is why people do this shit, because it's easily achievable, but it's probably the most fun shit that you can do on that easily achievable budget. It's like the top end of almost being, you know, when people say like, oh, he's the king of the nerds. That's what it's like. It's like being king of the average people. You can do all of this shit with ease. Oh, you've got such a nice life. It's like, yeah, but somebody over here is going to be laughing at you. Well, they probably wouldn't do that, but you get my point. Like, that is so much more superior to that. And like I said, in order to cross that chasm, you have to make a major sacrifice as a man. You have to, at some point from 18 to 30, probably 18 to 35, you know, you can get it done. You can change it any time in your life, but ideally, if you want to make the most of the male advantage, at some point from 18 to 35, you need a couple years where you just say, do you know what? Fuck it. All this shit is fun, everyone's doing it right now, I'm getting massive FOMO, but if I can just sacrifice all this crap, all these red flags for a few years, save up that time and money, I can make the leap to the other side of male life, the stuff that's out of budget for most people, and I can go across the chasm into, you know, a better existence. And most people will never make that leap. It's a real shame, guys, but I hope that kind of shows you lot what you need to be doing, because the problem is a lot of people, they'll get to this kind of stage here where they've got adult money, they'll want all this shit, and instead of crossing the chasm, they fall right down here into this pit, and this is kind of, you know, mass male depression. This is where you don't want to end up, down here. This is mass male depression, midlife crisis, you know, guys that are like 40-year-olds that are divorced, that are jumping back on Tinder and stuff like that. That's where a lot of them end up, because they abused all of this shit. Things didn't really go to plan, and instead of crossing the chasm, they just fell flat on their face, ended up down here. And I don't know what this zone would be called. It's almost just like some depressive zone that you don't want to be in. Like I said, midlife crisis. Some guys try and live in that area because they've dropped down here. They get divorced, they go through all the shit, they sell a few things, and they go through a midlife crisis where they pretend to live in that area, but they're not really in that area. And that's sad as well. But you need to save up all of these in terms of time and money, almost like a run-up. It almost like allows you to build a bridge to get over to the other side of male life. Otherwise, you're doomed to do all this average shit. One holiday a year, you know, car on finance, you know, partying and alcohol, date night with the missus, Netflix and chill, you know, all this basic, standard, average person shit that everyone does. You're doomed to stay in that bracket forever because you can't afford any of this. You haven't got the time to do any of this. Oh, let's jump on a flight in my second car. It's just not plausible. Oh, let's book 3 holidays this month. Again, not plausible. Let's have 20 people round and host like a nice get-together with some high-level people at my house. But we live in a one-bedroom flat. Yeah, not going to work. Do you see what I mean? It's very difficult to do the majority of this shit. Oh, you want to do some charity work, some community work in your area? How are you going to do that when you've only got £2,000 in your own bank account? Yeah, you can do volunteer work, but what sort of an impact are you going to make? You know, there's a lot of fun shit. There's like an other side of male life that just kind of broadens your horizons. You can do so much more on this side, but most people will just lag about in this bracket, doing the same old shit, the cookie cutter lifestyle, just replicating what everyone else is doing. Because like I said, it's the most kind of fun that you can have on a normal person budget. And this is why most people get stuck here, because it's like, hey, this is quite nice, this is quite comfortable. It's stick or twist. Stick, I'm the same as everybody else, this is fun. Date night, little bit of sex, you know, a bit of alcohol. I've got a good group of friends. Everyone seems to like me. Of course they like you, because birds of a feather flock together. You get a man like me who's trying to create his own streaming platform, how alien do you think that sounds? I've got my own supplement company. I don't really drink alcohol. I'm going to the gym 6 days per week. I like to travel. I'm creating my own streaming platform. There's only a select few number of people on the planet that you're going to be able to mix with that get you. Do you know what I mean? Whereas everyone else is going to be like, that guy kind of scares me a little bit. That guy makes me feel a little bit insignificant, like the shit he's trying to achieve. And that's my twist. I decided to go to the next level. I decided to push it. But you could easily just go, I'm going to watch Netflix. Like, how relatable is that? Did you watch that new show on Netflix? Everybody's fucking saying that. Sports. Did you see the game last night? It fits in with normality. Yeah. Oh, do you want to come out? Yeah, let's have some alcohol. There's a few great clubs. Like, last night was a movie. It was amazing. This is, you know, you go on a date night with your missus who looks like everyone else's missus. Nothing amazing about her. She's just a normal girl that just happens to suck your dick and no one else's. Okay, great. Like, it's just average person shit. Oh, my mate's getting married soon. When's your marriage? Oh, when's your wedding? We're getting married next year. You know, oh, we got a mortgage. Yeah, we got ours last year. What provider did you use? It's all just normal fucking people discussions. Makes me sick. I'm kidding. But it's just normal people discussions. And if you want to jump over to that next bracket, the other side of male life, you have to be an alien. You have to get rid of all this shit. It was like I went into loner mode. I was just a complete loner. Like, I just didn't do any of this shit. I didn't watch a movie for years, didn't watch any sports, even though I was a massive Man City fan. We were good, finally, and I was barely watching it. Went without a car for years, didn't really date anybody, didn't fuck anybody, didn't drink, didn't party, stayed away from marriage, mortgage, girlfriends, etc. Like, saved up all the money that's in this bracket, and I've just put it into that one there, starting businesses, you know, and pushing that along. And the streaming platform, like I said, cost 120k. I've restocked all the products at scale. New skin supplement coming out very soon. We've improved the natural diuretic. So it's like, on the surface, you look as though you're somewhat suffering. Like, you don't have any of this shit. Your life doesn't look that complete. But your net worth is like 5 to 10 million. So then that keeps paying you back for the rest of your life. So for, when did I start? Probably 9 years ago. Really kicked on with this business. So like 9 years of sacrifice here, the rest of my life there in that bracket. Can do whatever you want, when you want. You know, and your budget stretches pretty far in this bracket. Like, yeah, there's guys that will be richer than me that can go on holiday whenever they want. They own 20 holiday homes. Like, if I've got 3 holiday homes and I can travel once a month, that's still fucking amazing compared to this bracket. And that's what it is. You just got to get across that chasm. Once you're across it, either your net worth or your assets will pretty much pay for your life for the rest of your life anyway. Like, you know when somebody's worth like 10 million and then they go, oh, he's gone bankrupt. You're not really bankrupt because you sell all of those assets and you've still probably got like 5 million in the bank. Well, you're in that bracket. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you just got to get across that chasm once. People do slip back, but you kind of just got to get across that chasm once and everything will come together. Okay, guys?